Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show.
So, as most of you know, I was selected to be a part of the 2019 class heading into the Radio Hall of Fame this year. The announcement came down this summer, and the induction is tomorrow night in New York City. So I will not be on the air tomorrow because I've got to get to that ceremony, which gets underway, even for me, where I go to New York and back in 24 hours. I do ultimately have to get out there. So off the top, quick shout out to Mark Chernoff, David Miernick, and DA for picking me up and making this all possible. I appreciate that all, gentlemen. I would be absolutely remiss, however, if I did not take this opportunity right here, right now, to say thank you one more time to each and every one of you clones who have had my back for so long. Most of you will not be in attendance tomorrow night. So let me just say right here and right now that there would be no Hall of Fame induction ceremony for this guy without you clones. Anybody who knows anything about this format knows the jungle and knows the clones. We have something on this show that you just can't find anywhere else. And I invited you a long time ago to take part in it, this show, I mean. You've shown up every single day for nearly three decades in masses with emails, tweets, phone calls, voicemails, texts, even faxes back in the day. There is no other audience, listening audience, quite like this one. And I do love you very much. I do. Now, it might sound cliche. It might even sound a bit cheesy. But I assure you, this is not. I've said it before. We are all going into the Hall of Fame together tomorrow. And I want to make sure that I said that one more time right here, right now, where you can all hear it and you can all see it before I actually go there. I wish you could all be there. But because you can't, I've got somebody who's going to proxy for you. John in New York will be there to proxy for all of you clones.
Jim, you're literally my bestest friend.
Literally. Hey, John, I'll see you tomorrow night, big dog. No, for real.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Truly, thank you all very much for all the love, for all the support, for having my back. It means everything to me and the show and the XR4TI. Let's get a phone call or two in here quickly. We go to Texas. Johnny in Texas. Good to have you, Johnny. How are you?
Hey, Jimmy. Appreciate the Vine. Thanks for that interview. It's good to be back in the jungle. I am just absolutely blown away. You know, since 06, I've been following you, and I have to say I've never caught that guy before, but amazing. And so thank you for that story because, you know, forgiveness is one of those things that we should all be able to offer, but it takes a hell of a lot of work to get there, doesn't it? Thanks for the research on him, too, bringing up his background, and that's what I've always appreciated about your show. Jim, you know, one of the things that I think you need to remind people, there's probably at least 1,000 people on the radio right now listening to you that have never come in contact. Remind them, like you reminded me back in 06, to pay attention to the show for a couple of weeks and give you a chance, because otherwise it's impossible to get the jungle. You got to know what the drops mean. You got to know who the clones are. You got to know the jokes and the inside stories. And I'm grateful that I spent that time when I had it back in 06, like I said. But listen, I got loose on Twitter a couple of months back, and it was regretful. I said something about someone that I want to apologize for publicly. She knows who she is. I didn't mean anything by it, and I'm sorry. Hey, Jim, the jungle has given me an opportunity to meet up with a couple of damn good clones. That's SA Sports Talk, and can you believe Dr. Dave in Chicago? Met those guys at the Riverwalk a couple of weekends ago. Good people. There's a bunch of good clones in the jungle right now that I've got to know a little bit better. Mark in the 925, Clifford, Silly Blonde Girl, Bella B, more of those people. Hey, and Kirby, what's going on, brother? I'll catch up with you soon. Jim, thank you for the Vine. Like I said, war wrestling, war me. I'm out.
Johnny, my man, did you war yourself after that call? Covered a lot of ground, didn't he? What he was talking about was, Johnny said, you know, I bet there's like maybe 1,000 people listening right now that need to hear this. Let me point of clarification. Let me help you with that. There's like 8 million people listening right now, John. But what he was talking about was back in the day, I used to say, as a disclaimer, the show is a very different show. You've never heard a show like this before. You've never heard a host like this before. You're not going to like it. I know you won't, inevitably. Very rare was the listener who, when I started, I'm talking about back in the 90s, and especially like in the very beginning, there was like a kind of a sense of, damn, you know, what is this? And then people, after they heard it for a time, and I got in a few years, knew what it was, but didn't like it at all. And I understood this. I knew the reaction was always really visceral and really like, man, I hate this guy. I hate this guy. And my reaction to that would be, all right, that's fine. I accept that. No matter what, some of you are going to hate me. I get that. That's what I signed up for. In fact, if you didn't hate me, I wouldn't be doing my job. And then I got beyond that point because I realized that no matter who you were, if you got behind a mic, people are going to hate you no matter what you said or what you did, no matter how polarizing, no matter how emphatic. I mean, you could have been the most vanilla person ever and never said anything and never had a single take. People would hate your guts. X would always hate. But my point was, some of you who think you hate are going to love my ass. Give it 2 weeks. It's a different show. You need to see how I do it. You need to see where I'm coming from. You need to see how I conduct my interviews. You need to kind of know my point of view. And then you have to understand the jungle itself and the people who call the show and the people who interact with the show. And then inevitably, a number of you would say, hey, Rome, you're right, man. I hated your guts. I wanted to fight you the first time I heard you. But after a couple of weeks, I kind of figured out where you were coming from. And I'm like, this guy's funny. This guy's smart. This guy's talented. This show is really good. And then some of you would say, hey, radio man. I listened for 2 weeks, and you know what? I hate you even more than I did when I started listening. I'd say, fair enough. I accept that. Or I would, if you were a little brighter, give it 2 more weeks. You're a little slow on the uptake. And if after 1 month you can tell me you still hate my guts, then I will own that. Are you craving some protein after a good workout? Do not make a shake. Don't eat a bar. Instead, reach for a bag of beef jerky from Old Trapper. Old Trapper beef jerky is tasty, it's tender. It's made with real strips of steak and quality spices that are smoked over a wood fire. And it goes with you wherever you go, to a game, to the gym, to the beach. So look for Old Trapper in the Clearview bag. You can see the quality you're buying. Look for it in major retail stores near you. Clones, if you don't see it, ask for it by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? ATP, ask the pros. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Dear Jim, can you explain the bench the salt drop?
Bench the salt.
I laugh every time I hear it. I've got no idea what the hell that means. Thanks. Yachty in Seattle. All right, before you play the long form version, Alvin, this is the drop that we go to all the time. The bench the salt drop.
Bench the salt.
Why would I be benching the salt?
Bench the salt.
What the hell does that even mean? Bench the salt.
Bench the salt.
The pepper didn't want any of that.
Bench the salt.
We're going to let paprika play as long as it wants?
Bench the salt.
What? Why is salt being singled out? Why is that the one seasoning? Oregano is not a part of this conversation?
Bench the salt.
Why are you always taking a run at salt, Van Smack?
Bench the salt.
There's a reason, of course. It's part of a bigger picture. The bigger picture sounded like this.
High blood pressure is weak. 150 over 95? Bench the salt.
It's even better when you hear that, right? The setup makes it better. Like, the entire drop should be a part of it. It should not just be bench the salt.
High blood pressure is weak. 150 over 95? Bench the salt.
High blood pressure is skating. All these years of bench the salt and high blood pressure never took any. Why is it always about the salt?
High blood pressure is weak. 150 over 95. Bench the salt.
So what that's from, we had a conversation, Alvin and I, during the break. And I said, you know what? I can't remember. It's a PSA. It was a PSA, a public service announcement, and a campaign. And I said, I can't remember when that was from. Was that from when I was at Fox or was that when I was with ESPN? It's Fox. I know it's Fox. I remember other talent from Fox did it. And Alvin said, dude, I don't think so. I think it was, I remember watching it on commercials for Roman's Burning. I said, that's fine, Alex. Alvin. Sorry, Alex. I said, that's fine, Alvin. It's from Fox. I know it's from Fox. He's like, really, dude? Why don't you check your G-chat? I said, why don't you just talk to me through the glass the way you do every day? No, dude, I think you should check your G-chat. So I go to my G-chat, and sure enough, Alvin has produced a story from the New York Times.
Tell me how my
dated May of 2008. ESPN campaign urges men to seek preventative health care. Right. And there's the big mugshot of me above the fold. Touche, Alvin.
High blood pressure is weak. 150 over 95.
Bench the salt. There you have it. There's your ATP. That's a good question. What is the Scrub Saturday show? When was it? Who was on it? Why do you call it that? Thank you. Leo in Austin, Texas. Dude, four great questions. Four great questions. So when I got my big break at 6:90 a.m., they brought me down to do a Saturday talk show and to do some sports updates. I did not have a nightly talk show. I did not have a regular talk show. I had a Saturday show. And the Saturday show was not a scrub show at that point. That was big time. So imagine I'm working in market number DMA 175. I work in Santa Barbara, California, small news talk radio station, and I do a talk show for 1 hour a night. Two lines coming in. Just two lines. Two call-in lines. I get a job at 6:90 a.m. 50,000-watt blowtorch. Transmitter in Tijuana, radio station in San Diego. That signal was so strong, it blew all the way through Santa Barbara where I used to work. They could hear me, and that's probably, that's a 4 or 5 hour drive. Could be that long. But not that, I mean, it goes all the way to like San Francisco practically. That was a monster signal. And there weren't two phone lines, there were like seven. And then I would get on the air. Imagine being in a small town and talking to the same three people every single day. Well, kind of like right now with Josh and Matt in LA. But imagine going to a station that's not even regional, but almost national. It would go into other states. And I'm just bombing away. And I'm getting phone calls from people in San Francisco, Arizona. I mean, it's wild. So there's nothing scrub-like about that. But then I got a show at night. And then the show at night did really well. And then they took the show at night and they moved it to the show in the middle of the day because it did so well. But I'm still working that sixth day. And I'm starting to feel myself a little bit, right? I'm not humble like Coach Ken was talking about. I'm like, man, I don't need to be doing this anymore, all right? I've outplayed my contract. I've outperformed my contract. I don't need to do that show. But there was a GM who was a jerk, man. Like one of the worst guys ever. And he's like, hey, man, you can do that show, all right? Contract's a contract, and you're contracted to do 26 of these things a year. So I'm like, all right, I did sign the contract, even though I've completely outperformed the contract, but I'll do it. But then I started counting them off as I was going. I'm like, Scrub Saturday, number four, number five, number six. And then I was making a big deal out of it, and I was pushing back and making a lot of trouble. And he was getting more and more pissed. And then, and I started calling it the Scrub Saturday Show because only a scrub would have to work that sixth day. And then it started to get really contentious. And then I started to re-air interviews that I did during the week. Notice I've never done that on this show. I'm not one of those guys. I don't re-air interviews. I don't re-air segments. I don't re-air the open. I don't re-air this. I don't re-air that. I don't do that. All right? I've never done that. Except on the Scrub Saturday Show because it got deeply personal. And I walk in his office one day, I'm like, dude, this is really bad, man. It's bad. It's on the air. It's between you and me. Just, why do I have to do the last eight? He's like, do them. Do them. And this went on. I got down to like the last three, and it was brutal because this was like a five-hour show on Saturdays, and I was just killing it during the week. So anyway, I should have handled that better. I mean, it was part of my contract. I should have known better. I should have done better. I let it get personal with this guy who I hated and pretty much to this day still do. You know how bad this is? You ever hear me talk about people like this on the air? Never. So I still hate this guy. And not just because of that, but for other more recent things. Anyway, I'll be classy and not get into it. That's the Scrub Saturday show. That's why I mention it. 20 years later, I still have bad feelings about that and the way that was handled both ways. Not as bad as the time that I went into a guy's same building, same company, and a sales rep called me and said, "You're doing this." I said, "No, I'm not." He said, "You're doing this." I said, "Look, I'm not doing it. Number one, you're not even asking me. You're telling me." He's like, "Right, I'm telling you and you're doing it." I said, "Look at me. I'm not doing this." I left and this guy took a hockey stick and fired it through his wall. We were an LA Kings affiliate. They'd given him a stick. Local radio, man, those were good days. Good times. Contractors everywhere can rely on Ferguson for a wide variety of specialty products, tools, supplies, and services. Thanks to their pro pickup service, you can shop online and pick up in store, leaving you with more time to focus on the work at hand. With more than 1,000 locations across the nation and expert associates ready to help with any job at all, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day of work. Visit Ferguson.com and find a location near you. Dana Point. Trapper. Yo, Trapper, what's up?
Good to be back, Jimmy. Trans like us, Dave. Seems like just yesterday, Jimmy, you were working the long shift in San Diego, and the cons were just a bunch of drunks by the side of the road. Now, 30 years later, you're going into the Hall of Fame, babe. Congratulations to you, brother. Jimmy, my beef is with inferior jerky. That's why I've made my own, and I call it Old Trapper Beef Jerky. Old Trapper ain't your parents' jerky, Jimmy. It's the choicest cut of sliced steak mixed with the finest seasoning. It's ultra premium, babe. I made a commercial, Jimmy, using Jeff and Southfield. Here's a clip.
Clones! Old Trapper Beef Jerky is the Dom Perignon of jerky. But it's more than that. It's the Rolls Royce of salted meat. I'm serious when I tell you, clones, that Old Trapper Beef Jerky is like Javier's in a bag. Except it's so good, it shouldn't be served in a bag. It should be served in a Fabergé egg. That's Old Trapper Ultra Premium Beef Jerky.
Truer words have never been spoken, Jimmy. Another great thing about Old Trapper is it won't cost you 30 pieces of silver, babe. You can have it for as little as an IRA Craig royalty check. That's all I got today, Jimmy. Till next time, tramps like us, babe.
Jeff in Southfield. Got me again, Jeff. I thought it was Trapper. I thought it was Trapper because the screen said Trapper. And then when you started the phone call with Jeff, I had no idea that wasn't Trapper. I mean, it sounded just like him. This dude's coming for everybody.
Good night.